Perek Ches, Mishnah Hey. Elu, Leimi Vien Vele Chaitasin. The following do not bring Tuma, and also will not serve as a chatzitza in front of Tuma. Hazrayim. Seeds, Vahirakais, or vegetables, Hamechubarim Lakarka, while they are still attached to the ground, they do not bring Tuma and are not chotzeitz. Chutz min Hayirakais Shemanu, the exception to this would be the vegetables that are listed in Mishnah Aleph, which was the iris, the ivy, the donkey herbs, the gourds, that they are mevi esatuma and are chotzeitz, because those are items which can last for a very long time. V'kipas habarot. Another item which is not mevi esatuma, does not bring tuma, and it does not serve as a chatzitz in front of tuma, is a kipas habarot, meaning a pellets of hail, if you can create a mechitza, or a covering, made out of snow or ice, v'hasheleg, or snow, v'hakfar, or of frost, v'haglid, or ice, v'hamelach, or salt. These are unstable items, and therefore, they do not get the status of a ohel. V'hadoleg m'makam l'makam, someone that jumps, or someone who is jumping from one place to another place, and when in transit, they are mahil, they are an ohel over tuma and nantame, that would not transfer the tuma to the nantame item. V'ha'koyfeitz mimakim l'makim, and something that jumps, so if it hops or jumps, v'ha'oif ha'perech, or a flying bird, v'ha'talz ha'min nafnefnes, or a talus which is flapping in the air, which is being mahil over both, usfina shishat al p'nyamayim, or a floating boat. Again, these are all ohalim which are not stable, they're moving in transit. All these would not be mevi as hatuma or be chotzeitz b'fnei hatuma. Kosher es hasfina. What if a person tied the boat? He anchored the boat, b'davar shehu yochel lahamida, with something that could hold the boat in place. Or kavash es ha'eben al gavi talis, or that talis which was flapping in the wind. What if it was anchored on the other end by having a stone sitting on it? In that case, mevi as hatuma, it would bring the tuma if it was mahil over a mace and over another kli. Rabbi Yaisi says, Habayisha b'sfina, einai mevi es hatuma. If you have a house on a ship, it is not mevi es hatuma. If the house is over a kli and tuma, which is in the yam, in the water, it does not bring tuma, just like the ship itself would not bring tuma. Mishnah Vav. Shtecha v'yos, if a person has two containers, two barrels of earthenware, of cheres, ubehem kishnei chatzei ezesim, and in them, in each, was a half of a zayis of tuma, mukafai samid psil, and each barrel was sealed with the half a zayis of a mace in it, with a tzamid puzzle, with a seal. Umunachas b'sech habayis, and both of these barrels are inside the same house. The halacha is, hein taharis, the barrels are tahar, because inside each barrel, you don't have a kazayis of a mace, and therefore the barrel itself does not become tame. And the tuma does not join together, meaning the two half of Zesim don't join together, because since you have the Tzamid puzzle, you have the seal on top of them, we cannot take the two halves and combine them. The Habayis, but the house, though, is Tamei. And the reason is because this seal does not stop that which is in the two Kalim from being Metame the house, meaning the Tuma is able to leave the barrels, but it will prevent tuma from going in to the barrels. Niftecha achas mehem, if one of the barrels opened up, he v'habayis tameim. That barrel plus the house will be tamei, because now the two kezesim can join to be under the same oihel, and the tuma now will go into the barrel because it's no longer sealed. V'chaverta, but the one that is still sealed to hira, because the tuma won't go into it, it will only come out of it. V'chein shnei chadarim shem psuchim l'bayis, the same rule applies to two rooms which are enter into one location, and the doors are locked, and you have a half of a zayis in each one of the rooms. In that case, the bias will be tamei, because of the rule of soif hatuma latzeis, that if the tuma ultimately has to come out through that door, We look at it as if it's already coming out. So the house itself will be considered as if it has an entire zayis in it, but the rooms are going to be tahar, because in each room we don't have a shear tumah. And since the rooms are locked, we don't say that the tumah goes through a locked door back into the rooms. Therefore, each room only has half of a zayis.